the first day of the blessed month of Elnasi, the little month, the departure of St. Eutychus. On this day, St. Eutychus, the disciple of St. John the Evangelist, departed. After he spent some time with the apostle, Eutychus asked for his permission to go to St. Paul the apostle, and St. John allowed him. Eutychus went to St. Paul and preached the name of Christ with him, and returned many of the Jews and pagans to the Lord Christ and baptized them. He converted temples of idols to churches, and he endured tribulations, imprisonment, and beatings for many days. He was cast in the fire, but he was not harmed, and was cast to the lions, which did not harm him, but rather became friendly towards him. He went to Sebastia and preached there, and an angel of the Lord was with him and strengthened him. It was said that this saint was the young man who sat in a window and was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. St. Paul raised him up with his prayers. This story is in Acts 20, verse 9. And when Eutychus finished his strife, he departed in a good old age. May his blessing be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, St. Bishai, the brother of St. Bahor, also known as Abahor, was martyred. He was from the city of Antioch, and because of his piety and knowledge, he was ordained a priest. When his brother, Abahor, and his mother went to Alexandria, they were martyred on the 29th of the month of Bauna. This saint gave all his possessions to the poor and the needy, and came to Alexandria to be blessed by their bodies. When he saw the two bodies, he wept a lot, and then went to the governor and confessed the Lord Christ before him. The governor tortured him until he delivered up his pure soul. The governor ordered his body burned along with the bodies of his brother and mother and the bodies of other martyrs, 88 in number. Certain believers came and took the body of St. Bishai and St. Abahor, their mother, and the bodies of St. Tabamun of the city of Dundak, Abimachus from the city of El Baramon, and Bereshanufa of the city of Talia, and carried them to the city of Anaspashi, where the believers received them with great reverence. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.